Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I'll read verse 12 all the way through chapter 3, verse number 3. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto were ye not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? No one here on earth will or ever has reached full spiritual maturity except Jesus. He was put into a body of flesh like you and I and lived 100% yielded to the Holy Spirit for the entire life. We are sinners, and that sin hinders our spiritual growth. I do realize that when we get saved, we're new creatures and we have a new nature, but we do not lose the old nature. The battle of the Christian life is the new nature versus the old nature. And God calls the Christian life, we are to grow in grace. Now, we will never reach full spiritual maturity until we get to heaven. But God uses the word carnal. The word carnal is the word flesh. To the degree that a person lives after the flesh or carnally is to the degree of immaturity they are. This is true of saved people. It's true of lost people. Look how immature the lost people of today are. Carnal people only live to satisfy their flesh, food, sexuality, finances, things, selfishness, etc., etc. There is no spirit controlling or curbing the flesh in a carnal person. Spiritual growth, unlike physical growth, is not always progressive. When a baby is born, they begin a process of growth that keeps on going to a certain point, and then when you reach middle age like me, you stop growing up, but you start growing around. Spiritual growth is much different. Spiritual growth, you can grow and then go backwards. You can grow and then go backwards. And spiritual growth in grace and maturity, though, go together. Let me put it this way. A Christian's growth in grace is an exact ratio to his walk in the Spirit and not flesh. I want to talk to you about that today. Let me give you several thoughts. First of all, the process of growing in grace with the Spirit. We are to walk with God. A walk with God is not just reading your Bible, it's obeying it. A walk with God is not just praying, but it's actually getting a hold of God. A walk with God is not just attending church, but that church is a part of your life and a very needed part of life. A walk with God is not making God first in your life, but making him center of every part of your life. So the process of growth and grace begins with us walking with God. Then growth and grace is a little more of him is unveiled to us as we walk with him. The word we shall see him. We'll see him unveiled. He does not reveal it all at one time. He pulls back the cover a little at a time. My wife and I are celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary this year. I know my wife better now than I did 35 years ago. Why? Because I've seen the unveiling of her life more and more through the years. As we walk day by day with him, he shows a little more each day. We see him more as he sees, as he is, and we see how far short of him we fall. Part of the growth in grace is not feeling like you're close to God. The closer to God you get, the more sinful you'll see yourself. And the more of him we see, the more like him we should want to become. We ought to want to be like God. Now, that doesn't mean we will ever be God. But we ought to want to be close enough to him that we separate from the world and the sinful habits and the things of this life so that we can be more like him. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, he forms us a little more like into the image of Christ. So the secret to growth is to see him more and to have appetites to see him more. Number next, as we see him more, we are to yield to the fruit of the Spirit. That's what Galatians 5, 22 and 23 are about. The fruit of the Spirit is not generated by human effort. It's generated by the Holy Spirit. It is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the Christian. We can't produce these fruits. We can use them, and as we use them, the Holy Spirit can resupply them to us. But we do not produce them. When we dwell with someone, we begin to think like that person. And number three, walking in the flesh quenches the Spirit. That's what Galatians 5:19 through 21 are about. The flesh goes against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And for one to become spiritual, we must quench the flesh, not the Spirit. Most people don't intend to do the works of the flesh, but they spend time with the works of the flesh. We listen to fleshly music. We watch television about fleshly things. We play video games that are very fleshly minded. We think about ourselves and our own people and our own selves, and we hang around selfishness. Just as walking in the Spirit affects us for good, walking in the flesh will affect us for bad and the flesh. We will not be spiritually mature until we get to heaven, but we ought to try to be as spiritually mature as we can. Some people would call growth in grace discipleship. I don't. I think they're two totally different words. Disciples were people who were in full-time service. Every Christian has been commanded to grow in grace. But we have to understand that the Holy Spirit works through the Word of God as we walk with God to grow us so that we can become more mature. The more mature we are, the more mature people spiritually we can walk with. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.